I realize that some of you might not be too familiar with the original Princess and the Pea fairy tale. So here's the gist of it from what I remember. A true princess should be delicate and sensitive enough that she'd notice the slightest little thing. And as such, before the queen would let said princess marry her son, she put a tiny little pea under a stack of thick plush feather mattresses a mile high to see if the princess would notice in the morning. And sure enough, that morning the princess woke up and said she'd had the worst night's sleep, said it felt like she was sleeping on a bed of rocks, and it was just a tiny pea under a mile-high stack of mattresses. And that's how you prove if a princess is real and can marry the prince. Again, that's the way I recall that fairy tale, but I'm pretty sure you're going to agree with me that my naughty version is going to be so much better. Oh, just in my mouth. Oh. Yes, come on. One more to calm my nerves before I have to meet your mother. Please, I need it. You know you want to come for your dirty girl too, don't you? Well, remember all those dirty things we did last night? The look on that waiter's face. How he put those two champagne bottles to use. Come on, baby. You know you love how good my big lips look wrapped around the base of your cock. Like this. You love it when I tickle your balls with my tongue when you're so deep. Oh, please, my prince. You can even spray my huge shits if you want. Cover them with cum. You always have so much cum for me. Oh, and I know there's a big load in there for me. Even after last night. Oh, that's why I'm marrying you. Because you're the only one I've met so far that can keep up with feeding a cum-hungry princess like me. You love that, don't you? You'll be the luckiest prince in the land married to a cum-craving, cock-sucking, big-titted bimbo like me working your cock 24/7. None of that stuck-up socialite shit for me. None of those charity balls. The only balls I want donating are yours. Donating big loads of spunk in my holes. Please, baby. Please, I just want your cum right now. Want me to take my titties out? That helps. Oh, just pull them out over the top of my dress. Like this. One big fat titty at a time. Oh god, they get really pressed together like this, don't they? When they're squeezed up high over my top. Oh yeah. Rub their cock on my tits. Feel how soft they are. Oh yeah, slap that sexy cock on your lady's titties. Oh, they look so good. They barely ripple. So fucking firm, aren't they? You want to slide it between my big tits? Oh, and... Oh, God, they're tight, aren't they? They just swallow up your dick like that. Speaking of swallowing, I want it back between my big puffy Botox lips. Mm-hmm. Oh, see, I know what it takes to get my fiance to blow. And blow your load for me. Your cock-sucking little heart wants it. Yeah, tell me I'm a dirty girl. Such a dirty girl, sir. Please make a dirty mess of me. Yeah. Yes, now. Now, now. Oh, and oh, you hear someone coming. Oh, I don't give a fuck. Just grab my titties and I'm gonna suck harder so I get that load. Now, now, right now. Yes, oh my fucking tits. Yes, it's a dirty boy. Yes. Oh, yes, slap them and squeeze them while you come all over them. Oh, yes. Yes, yes. Oh, mommy. Well, that's a first, babe. Should I say daddy? That's such a dirty daddy. Oh, fuck, you mean your mom? Your majesty? Oh, it's very nice to meet you, ma'am. Sorry, I can't shake your hand. Mine's a little coated in, well, what? Put what away? Oh, these. They are big, aren't they? Oh my goodness, they're just so slippery and sticky. That's kind of hard to shove them back in after they've been so well used by your son. Oh, goodness. There. The girls are all tucked away. Like I was saying, I'm very pleased to finally meet my mother-in-law-to-be. Here, give me a big hug. What? No, of course I'm not joking. Your son and I are engaged. He did tell you before we arrived. Yes, I'm well aware that a prince can only marry someone of royal blood. I'm a princess. What? Just because I have huge jugs and a perfect thick ass and big cock-sucking lips, I can't be royalty? This is 2022, Your Highness. I'm the new generation of royalty. Besides, I figured you might want proof. So all my documentation is in that folder over there. What do you mean documents can be faked? Oh, I assure you, Your Highness, they're real. As real as my tits. Wow, you've got a tongue on you, don't you? I'll have you know these fun bags are 100% authentic. Just ask your son. Right, babe? Oh. Don't look so worried. I'm just teasing the old bag. Your mom will come around. See? She just told me that this lovely attendant will bring my things up to my room. And you thought she'd kick me out on my gorgeous ass. Look, don't worry. Why don't you stay behind and catch up with your mom tonight? I'll just follow that very handsome servants to my quarters. Me? Get into trouble? Never, babe. Good night. Well, thank you, kind sir. You did work up a sweat carrying those bags for me, didn't you? Why don't you come in and I'll get you a drink? Don't be silly. I'm going to be princess of this place soon enough, and queen one day, for that matter. You don't want to refuse a future queen, do you? That's what I thought. Holy fuck! Why is that bed so high? There must be like a dozen mattresses! Tradition? What kind of fucked up tradition is that? It's to save the princess's virginity by being too high for the bridegroom to climb up before the wedding. Well, that's the most archaic thing I've ever heard. Besides, it's not like you really need a bed to fuck, right? Like, I could just get down on all fours right here, just like this. Like a common little whore. And slide my skirt up over my perfect ass. Spread my knees open a bit. And see? I'm already ready to take a cock. No panties, because that skirt was just way too tight for them. And I'm already wet, because I was sucking cock right before we came up here. You should know your future queen loves to suck cock and get fucked. Don't believe me? See, when I slide my fingers underneath and between my legs, slipping them all up and down between my pussy lips. Oh, they're wet. You want a taste? Oh, God, I like that I don't have to ask you twice. Yes. Yes. Oh, lick my dirty white cunt. What? No one talks like that here. I'll bet they don't. That's because they've all got silver spoons stuck up their asses. Speaking of which, why don't you lick that too? Yeah! Fuck yeah, dirty boy! Rim that hole. Push your tongue in. Oh, you haven't even seen dirty yet. I'm trying to be on my best behavior since it's my first night. So we'd better be quick. Take that cock out and shove it up my cunt. You heard me. That's an order from your future queen. God. Yeah. I like the ones who take orders well. God, I need my tits out. I love feeling them sway when I'm getting pounded. Yeah, fuck me. Fuck me. Fuck me harder. Harder. I like it so hard that my tits slap against my chest. Yes. Yeah, just like that. Now you're gonna come already. Good. I need another load. Let me guess. You want it all over my big chugs? Of course you can. Just say when you're gonna blow. Now you're gonna come. Here, let me turn around and push my big soft titties together. Yes, come on them. Come on them all over them. Yes, a pretty pearl necklace for your new princess. God. Princess always needs a little sample, too. Just the nightcap I needed. Now, help me climb up into this bed. I've got a big day tomorrow. What time is it? Oh my God. That was the worst night's sleep I ever had. I hardly slept a wink. The queen wants to see me. Now? I need coffee first. Good man. I might just have to keep you around. Thank you. But, Wayne, there's no cream in this coffee. Oh, I need my cream in the morning. Don't be silly. Of course you brought some. It's right. Here. I'll take a double shot of that warm cream in my mouth, please. Oh, God, those are some big balls. Maybe make it a triple shot. I like how well-trained the staff is on accommodating a princess's morning request. My body still feels like shit, but that little mouthful ought to help. Well, big mouthful, I should say. Oh, I guess I'd better get this over with. Lead the way to my future mother-in-law.
Good morning, Your Highness.
Gosh, I'm sorry, I barely slept a wink. Oh, that bed was like sleeping on barbed wire. I even have a bruise. Show you. See? Right here. Wait, what's wrong? Why did your mother just swear and storm out of here, babe? She just realized she's gonna have the biggest bimbo slut princess in the land for a future daughter-in-law. Well, was there ever any doubt, babe? You know you could never give the girls up. Yes, give them a morning squeeze while you kiss me. Well, of course I missed you last night. Oh, you taste a familiar flavor on my lips. I'll bet you do. Yes, I have been a dirty girl, babe. And I'll tell you just how dirty I've been while I work your conch. If you take me back to your room first. Yes, now. I'm exhausted. Well, not too exhausted for that. By the way, how high is your bed, babe? I mean, how many mattresses are on it? Just one? Oh, good to know, babe. Good to know.